From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequencies shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia received its second batch of coronavirus vaccine from Sinovac on Thursday. The country's foreign and health minister said, as the world's fourth most populous country prepares a mass inoculation program. The government took delivery of 1.8 million doses of the Chinese vaccine, adding to the 1.2 million it received on December 6, and aims to vaccinate its 267 million population for free, starting with frontline health workers. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said in a live telecast that before people return to work in January, vaccine can be distributed to 34 provinces so that Indonesia can start vaccination program for health workers. The country is expecting to receive coronavirus vaccine from AstraZeneca and Pfizer before the end of the year and by the first week of January respectively, having agreed to buy 50 million doses of each vaccine. The Indonesian government and the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, inked the Country Program Action Plan, or CPAP, worth $150 million for the 2021-2025 period to promote welfare of Indonesian children. The CPAP aims to support the development of children in various fields, including health, nutrition, water and sanitation, education, child protection, and social policy. Minister or Chief of the National Development Planning Agency, Bappenas, Suharto Monoarfa, noted in a written statement released on Thursday that the government warmly welcomes the continuation of the cooperation program with UNICEF that significantly contributes to achieving national priorities, particularly those related to children. The cooperation program will continue to produce various innovations that may serve as a leverage to speed up the attainment of development targets. The program is a commitment to realizing children's rights within the framework of implementing one of the visions of the National Medium Terms Development Plan 2020-2024 to promote the development of human resources by 2024. Rector of IPB University, Professor Dr. Arif Satria, on Thursday lauded the achievement made by Indonesian students at the Indonesia Talent Achievement Awarding 2020. Arif Satria said, while virtually attending the event organized by the National Achievement Center of the Education and Culture Ministry, that he is amazed at these children's works. They tried to come out of the grip of problems to realize their dream through their works and innovation. If all people have future practice and creativity spirit, he believes Indonesia will become an advanced nation. Let's move on with the international news. The United States has banned imports of palm oil from Malaysian producer Sime Darby Plantation from Wednesday over allegation of forced labor during production, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, said. The ban of Sime Darby, the world's largest palm oil company by land size and seen as a leader in sustainability, produced palm oil, is another blow to an industry that has faced mounting allegation of labor and human rights abuses. Palm oil, used in everything from food to cosmetics to biodiesel, is mainly produced in Malaysia and Indonesia, where the industry has been blamed for wide-scale deforestation and habitat destruction. CBP said it had issued a withhold release order on Sime Darby, which will allow it to detain shipment based on suspicion of forced labor involvement under long-standing U.S. law aimed at combating human rights abuses. The Vatican and the Australian Catholic Church have both denied knowledge of transfers worth $1.8 billion, which Australia's financial watchdog says have been sent from Rome to Australia in the past 7 years. That amount of money and the number of transfer did not leave the Vatican City, a senior Vatican official with knowledge of the city's state's finances said on Wednesday. The official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the Vatican would be seeking details from Australian authorities on the specific origin and destination of the money. The figures were made public in December by the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre, AUSTRAC, in response to a parliamentary question by Australian Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells and first reported by the newspaper The Australian. The United Kingdom exited the European Union's orbit on Thursday, turning its back on Tempest's 48-year liaison with the European projects for an uncertain Brexit future that will shape the fortunes of its people for generations to come. Brexit, in essence, takes place at the strike of midnight in Brussels, or 2300 London time, when the United Kingdom leaves de facto membership that continued after it formally left to bloc on January 31st. For 5 years, the frenzied gyrations of the Brexit crisis have dominated European affairs, haunted the sterling markets, and tarnished the United Kingdom's reputation as a confident pillar of Western economic and political stability. Cast by supports as the downed of the newly independent global Britain, Brexit has weakened the bonds that bind together England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland into $3 trillion economy. Brexit is not an end but a beginning, Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Parliament just before it approved his European Union trade deal. As Asia says goodbye to 2020, a tumultuous year that saw the planet roiled by a deadly pandemic, celebrations smaller, shorter, and more muted amid fears of coronavirus flares-ups. In Beijing, the capital of the world's most populous country, an annual New Year's light show at the China Central Television Tower scheduled for Thursday through Sunday has been called off. Australia, whose fireworks over the Sydney Opera House are a visual staple of the season, has in many places restricted movement, gatherings, and even internal borders. Japan Imperial Household Agency has cancelled an annual New Year's event set for January 2nd, at which Emperor Naruhito and other imperial family members were to greet well wishes because of the pandemic. In Singapore downtown Marina Bay, there are no fireworks to ring in the New Year for the first time since the annual tradition began in 2005. Instead, firework will be set off at a different location across the Southeast Asian city-state. Many cities on the self-ruled island of Taiwan are cancelling public attendance at events like fireworks display and have asked people to watch online or on television. New Year celebration in India will most likely be muted, as several states and major cities have imposed night curfew, restricted large gatherings, and shut down pubs and restaurants. That was the news.
Thank you.
Welcome, 2021. Welcoming the turn of the year in a pandemic condition is certainly unimaginable before. There are countries that refrain from carrying out New Year celebration on a large scale, such as Indonesia, for example. This is to avoid crowds of people who endangered the spread of COVID-19. However, some countries still held New Year's Eve celebration, though virtually. In New York, United States, the countdown to 2021 was still carried out with the tradition of dropping the big ball in Times Square, New York. Even though it was closed to the public, the program continued and was broadcast on television. It is said that the crowd, which applied social distancing, was still happening, although the numbers are far less than last year. In Australia, the city of Perth, which had planned events in advance, continued to provide street performances and entertainment. Whereas in Auckland, New Zealand, its citizens even celebrated the New Year's Eve as a sign of a victory. Auckland welcomed the New Year's in a big way, as a sign of happiness that it has brought the rapid spread of COVID-19 under control. The big question is, whether in 2021, the COVID-19 pandemic will still haunt the world? Many parties hope that the vaccine that has been found and is starting to be distributed will be the answer to the COVID-19 problems in various countries. Coronavirus vaccination programs have started in a number of countries, such as the UK and the United States. Meanwhile, several countries are still starting to prepare for this vaccine. Dr. Soumya Swaminathan from WHO hopes that the world community will not be careless, even though there is a COVID-19 vaccine. Currently, not everyone has access to the vaccine, so the herd immunity, which is often discussed, cannot be achieved immediately. Herd immunity itself can be defined as population immunity, the concept used for immunization, whereby a population can be protected from a particular virus if a certain threshold for immunization coverage is reached. Especially for Indonesia, for example, it takes a lot of vaccine for about 270 million people. Of course, this is not an easy thing, not to mention the problem of vaccine distribution that may encounter obstacles in its implementation. But it seems that it still takes time in early 2021 to overcome the COVID-19 problem. However, after the vaccine was given, hope was starting to appear. Hopefully the world, Indonesia in particular, can get out of the COVID-19 pandemic soon with all its problems. That was Kementri. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
This is Erin Rosafis, Voice of Indonesia. On the first day in 2021, I'll begin with Brunei Darussalam obtaining independence from Britain. In the early 1960s, the Brunei Kingdom rejected a plan to join Singapore, Sabah, Sarawak, and Tanah Melayu to form Malaysia and wanted to form an independent state. In 1967, Omar Ali Saifuddin III had stepped down from the throne and appointed his eldest son Hassan al-Bolkiah, becoming the 29th Sultan of Brunei. On January 1, 1984, Brunei Darussalam gained its full independence from Britain. Turning to 1995, the World Trade Organization WTO established. The World Trade Organization or WTO is an intergovernmental organization which came into force January 1, 1995. The WTO is a metamorphosis of the General Agreement on Import and Trade, or the General Agreement on Tariff and Trade, GATT, which was founded in 1947 as part of an agreement at Bretton Woods, America. The headquarters of WTO is in Geneva, Switzerland. The last event is in 1999, the euro currency first used. The euro is the currency used in 19 European Union member countries. It began to be used on January 1, 1999, but physically it was only used on January 1, 2002. Euro banknotes everywhere seem to be the same, but the coins are different. The tail part of the coins of each country has their own symbols. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Sinaran hangat mentari sore ini, aku berdiam diri. Derasnya kehidupan, letih persahabatan, sejenak hilang pergi jauh dalam sang waktu membawa ku ke hari pertama saat mimpi menghampiri masih terasa. Seperti pertama, pertama, pertama.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Sakti Wahyu Trenggono said supervision in areas prone to illegal fishing should be improved. Apart from preserving marine and fishery resources, monitoring in vulnerable areas, especially in the outer islands, also has important meaning on the sovereignty. Sakti Wahyu Trenggono in Jakarta last Tuesday, December 28, emphasized that his party would support the strengthening of supervisory institutions in vulnerable locations, such as the North Natuna Sea and other locations. He added the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries must not lose to irresponsible parties who want to rob the archipelago's marine wealth. It is known since been inaugurated by President Joko Widodo on December 23, 2020, Trenggono, who was appointed to replace Edi Prabowo, moved quickly to build the marine and fishery sector as his responsibility. Supervision of marine and fishery resources is one of Trenggono's main focuses to ensure that Indonesia's resources can be utilized for the welfare of coastal communities and fishermen. Trenggono reiterated that his party was moving quickly to improve the performance of the apparatus of the Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries. The integrated surveillance ecosystem is one of the strategies that will be encouraged so that the implementation of surveillance of marine and fisheries resources can be carried out effectively and efficiently. He wants to ensure that integrated surveillance ecosystem is started from supervisory ships, supervisory institutions, human resources, and other supporting facilities. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la diffusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Berawal dari tatap, indah senyummu memikat, memikat hatiku yang hampa lara. Senyum membawa tawa, tawa membawa cerita, cerita kasih indah tentang kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa di saat hati ini terbawa, terbawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita. Terkadang ku ragu, kadang tak percaya, tapi ku yakin kau milikku. Kau membuatku bahagia di saat hati ini terluka. Kau membuatku tertawa oleh cintamu untukku, untuk kita.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, we are going to introduce Mulse Cut Cake, the typical dodol of Aceh. Dodol is Indonesian typical culinary, which is generally made from glutinous rice flour, coconut milk, brown sugar, and salt. Each region in Indonesia has its own unique characteristics of dodol. In Aceh, there is a yellow dodol culinary known as Mulse Cut. Its texture is large round and whitish yellow. Meanwhile, the texture is also smooth and chewy. Unlike the form of dodol in general, this culinary is carved that makes it more attractive. Listener, Mulse Cut is made from a mixture of flour, water, sugar, butter, pineapple, and lemon juice. First, the pineapple and oranges will be filtered so that they are smooth and not fibrous in the dark. Then just add the flour and butter mixture to the sugar water. The dough is cooked with low heat and then it must be stirred constantly with a wooden spoon for at least 2 hours. When it is well done, the masakat is formed with various forms of decoration, such as rose and jasmine flowers and Acehnes house doors. This typical cake of Acehnes has a sweet and sticky taste. For Acehnes people, masakat has the highest or major position among other traditional cakes. It is said to be ule or head of the cake in Acehnes traditional language. Therefore, masakat is mostly served on great days to welcome guests, such as on the celebration of Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. Masakat is also a cake that is delivered from the bride or dara baro to the groom or linto baro in return for the handover of the Acehnes community wedding ceremony. For Acehnes people, masakat has a deep philosophical meaning. The whitish-yellow color symbolizes the clarity of the hearts of the Acehnes, who greatly honor guests both in behavior and when serving the food. Now many people in Aceh also sell masakat cake in the form of small boxes. There is also masakat without decoration with a long cylindrical shape like dodol in general. The masakat in small form is often used as souvenirs for tourists who visit Aceh province. Listener, stay there with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door en masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, our segment miscellany for today has a topic, thousands of UGM COVID-19 breath detection tools ready to be distributed in early 2021. 5,000 units of Genos C19 or COVID-19 detection tools made by the UGM research team are ready to be distributed in mid-February 2021. Previously, this tool had received a distribution permit from the Ministry of Health in mid-December. Minister of Research and Technology, Head of the Research and Innovation Agency, Bambang Brojonegoro explains that the production capacity as of February 2021 will be more than 5,000 units, which can be used and distributed throughout Indonesia. He also stated that currently Ginos C19 has been used in a number of hospitals. Some of them are Bayangkara Hospital Yogyakarta, Karyadi Hospital Semarang, Mowardi Hospital Solo, and UNS Hospital. Ginos C19 can strengthen the 4T surveillance system, namely testing, tracing, tracking, and treatment. Bambang hopes that this innovation can encourage economic recovery. Thus, innovation can support not only the health sector, but can also effort to restore economic activity. This Ginos innovation contributes to increasing economic growth through the downstreaming of medical device innovations. It also has an impact in saving the budget for the needs of the COVID-19 rapid tests and encouraging the growth of high-value economic innovations. In addition, Ginos accelerates the process of detecting people infected with COVID-19, helps mitigate the risk of spreading COVID-19 in various regions, and builds public confidence that the domestic industry is capable of producing innovative works of the nation's children. The tool developed by the UGM research team since March 2020 has proven to have a sensitivity of up to 92% and a specificity of up to 95%. One unit of the Ginos C19 is sold for 62 million rupiah and can be used to detect COVID-19 via exhalation very quickly for about 2 minutes without the need for reagents or other chemicals. The tool can also be used to test about 120,000 people per day at a relatively affordable cost. That was Miscellany.
Mengisi ruang di atas. hatiku. Oh, salahkah bila ku di sini selalu menunggu datangnya dirimu?
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Central Kalimantan entitled Hatwe Jagau Balinga. The song tells about a girl who falls in love with a man that she doesn't know, until one day they met and got acquainted. In fact, her love is reciprocated by the man. The song, which was released in July 2020 on the YouTube May Sheila channel account, was created by Shogi May Sheila. The traditional music of Central Kalimantan, Karungut, which is given a keyboard touch, makes the song more modern. Here is Yutri and Selsa Bila with the song entitled Hatue Jagau Balinga. Happy listening.
Thank you.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.